I'm Rona Tarrant. China has confirmed that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has paid an unofficial four-day visit to the country and has held talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. It was Kim's first known journey abroad since he assumed power in 2011. The White House said the development is evidence that the campaign of maximum pressure is creating the appropriate atmosphere for dialogue with North Korea. The statement also said China had briefed President Trump about the visit. Catholic leaders have written to the US Department of State and Homeland Security expressing concern for the low number of refugees to be resettled this year in the United States. President Trump has cut the number of refugees to be admitted to 45,000 in 2018, but resettlement agencies say that number will likely not be met. In a letter, Bishop Joe Vasquez said the historically low number would leave thousands of vulnerable people in harm's way. Louisiana's Attorney General has said two white officers who shot and killed a black man in 2016 will not face criminal charges. Video footage that appeared to show the officers holding down 37-year-old Alton Sterling as one fired his gun sparked days of protests in Baton Rouge. But Attorney General Jeff Landry said the officers acted reasonably under existing law and were justified in their use of force. The U.S. Department of Justice came to a similar conclusion last May. The National Rifle Association has acknowledged that it accepts foreign donations, but said it does not use them for election work. It follows reports that suggested the FBI was investigating whether a top Russian banker with Kremlin ties illegally funneled money to the NRA to aid Donald Trump's campaign for president. The NRA said it does receive foreign money, but not for election purposes. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.